Although he was a little coy about it talked about other influences, George Harrison told Patty Boyd this song was written about her. Hi, Patty. Thanks for coming on with us today from London. What are your memories of the first time George played this for you?
Oh, my God. The first time he played it was extraordinary. He and the Beatles had been in the studio the night before, and they put everything down on cassette tapes, and he played it to me. And it was just so beautiful. And then he said, I wrote this about you. And I said, oh, my God, this is so exciting. And then later, obviously, they went back into the studio, added all more guitar work, etc. But I just heard it in its raw state, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's a classic. You were a very successful model as a teenager in the 60s swinging London era. And then Richard Lester, who directed A Hard Day's Night, saw you in a TV commercial. Tell what happened after that.
Well, Sam, you haven't really got it quite right. He actually asked me to be in a TV commercial that he was directing. So what happened was that when I went for the interview and I saw him, I thought that this was for another commercial that he was doing. So I was really surprised when my agent phoned me later in the afternoon to say that I got a part in the Beatles film, because I thought I was going for a TV commercial.
Oh, I see.
So I totally...
And then so you're in A Hard Day's Night. How can we find you when we see that movie again? Where are you in the film?
Sort of towards the beginning, and I'm wearing a school uniform. It's a gray school uniform and a little tie, I think, as far as I remember.
And you meet George, of course, on the set of A Hard Day's Night. Did you fall for him right away?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? He was so good looking, I can't tell you. He had the most beautiful brown velvety eyes and the sweetest face. He was but he was rather shy as well. And just adorable.
And what was his line? What did he use? What was his method to get together with you?
Well, he said, which I have forgotten, by the way, but he did say, "Will you marry me?" And I just thought, oh, that I can't have heard this right. So I pretended I hadn't heard it. But George remembers it later on in an interview we did after we got married. He told the reporter that he did ask me to marry him, and I didn't. But however, I didn't really hear it. But before we left the train, after filming all day, he did ask me if I would like to go out with him that evening.
I
said no. I said no.
Oh, you rejected
him. Because I was going out with my boyfriend.
Ah, okay. I see.
But I did say, you know, he looked depressed, and I said, well, you know, you can come with us too. And he didn't want that at all.
Well, things changed later, of course. Since you were with George throughout the 60s, you were right there for all the huge events in music. As a matter of fact, on this day, August 1st, 1971, George hosted the concert for Bangladesh, and Eric Clapton was part of that as well. And you were there also for the breakup of the Beatles. What was George's mood at that time when things ended for the band?
Oh, he was very upset. He was very upset. He vacillated between being angry and upset. And it was very difficult to deal with somebody who was sad, but also, you know, I felt that he was flailing and didn't know what direction to go in, although he got lots of songs in his bag, really, that he had written and would later on record. But it was, you know, it was like any breakup is very sad.
In 1974, you left George, and reading about that period, Patty Boyd, tell me if I've got this right. You had a fling with Ron Wood. George had an affair with Wood's wife, Chrissy, and was playing around with Ringo's wife at the time, Maureen. And then in what's been called one of the most mythical romantic entanglements in rock and roll, you marry George's best friend, Eric Clapton. And the crazy thing is everyone stayed friends. How is that possible?
Because we're English.
Is that it? Yeah, I mean, George called Clapton his husband-in-law. That doesn't happen.
No. You know, we're all friends. It's cool. It's okay.
Well, yeah, I guess it was.
Don't forget, you know, they are musicians, and musicians communicate on a different level.
Apparently.
They love how each other, yeah.
Let me play a little of this song, and then we'll talk about it in a few seconds. Eric Clapton wrote Wonderful Tonight about you, Patty, and you were getting ready for a McCartney party at the time, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
I thought he wrote that as you two were getting ready to go out.
We were. We were invited by Jimmy Page to go to his party.
Oh, okay. Got it. And when you hear that song today, and also Layla, which was inspired by Clapton's secret love for you while you were married to George, does it bring you back to those times, or is it too distant now?
No. I still love them. They're very, very special to me. Very special, because they're beautiful, beautiful songs.
Patty Boyd has a book of photographs, and if you go to the Fest for Beatles Fans, Friday, August 11th through Sunday the 13th at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont, you can see Patty, and she will be with her book, signing copies of it, the coffee table book, My Life in Pictures, displaying also some of her...
Yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone.
Some of her clothes will be displayed, and this book of yours of photographs, more than 300 of them from your personal archive, of course, George and Eric, part of that, but also friends of yours like Mick Jagger. And can you believe Mick is 80?
Isn't it wonderful? I think it's absolutely fantastic. He looks amazing.
And also,
you
had a friendship with John and Yoko, didn't you?
Yes.
Some of those letters, also part of the book, My Life in Pictures, from Patty Boyd. Patty, these days, are you living in London, and are you active in various musical endeavors and so forth, and books?
I live in London, yes, and I have a little cottage in the country, and so I go between the two. I go to all sorts of music venues to listen to people. I also listen to opera as well in the park, where they have it every summer here. And, you know, there's always lots going on in London, actually. Lots of theatre, lots of musical events, and it's really nice place to be visiting in summer.
You were part of quite a scene there in the 60s, and you were on the cover of all the big magazines. In fact, photographs from Patty Boyd's early modeling career are part of that book, My Life in Pictures. I have one more question for you, Patty. If I write a song about my wife, will that get me out of the doghouse next time I'm in trouble?
Yes, it will. You go for it. Go on. I want to hear what you write.
No, you don't. I only wish I had that talent. A pleasure to talk to you, Patty Boyd, and you can see her the weekend of Friday, August 11th at the Fest for Beatles Fans at the Hyatt Regency O'Hara. If you want more information and ticket information, just go to thefest.com, thefest.com. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hope to see you down the road.